All right, so if you've never been to downtown Chicago, man, are you missing out? I don't go a lot, but the last time I was there, I think it was September of last year, we went to the Trump Tower in Chicago. And I'll tell you this about the president. One thing he has a knack for doing is finding the best piece of real estate available. I mean, where the Trump Tower sits in Chicago is fabulous. Anyhow, the president traveled back to Chicago for the first time since being elected. He hasn't been there, but there's this bar about two-thirds of the way up the building that has this patio on the Trump Tower. There's just this fabulous view of the Wrigley Building and everything else. It's just incredible. And he also had some other people with him. He was there for a law enforcement gathering. The chiefs of police from all over the nation had gathered in Chicago, and he talked about the fact that Chicago has become, you know, a symbol for the whole world of violence. You know, Chicago is more dangerous than Afghanistan by comparison, which is frightening. Still not more dangerous than Mexico as a whole, but still dangerous. And Attorney General William Barr was there with the president, and he took a few questions on the side from Fox News talking about the failure of the leadership of James Comey at the FBI and talking about the investigation by John Durham and taking issue with some of the things that have been said about his investigation, because one of the narratives here over the last few weeks is trying to paint William Barr as some sort of a stooge for the president, that somehow he's nothing more than, you know, a hired gun, and that they're weaponizing the Department of Justice and so on and so forth. Well, that's something they'd know something about based on the behavior during the last administration, wouldn't you say? I mean, we've seen how you weaponize the Department of Justice with James Comey, and then you've got John Brennan and James Clapper and all of these others that were obviously weaponizing the intelligence community based on what we know now, and I think we're going to know a lot more over the next few weeks and months. Now, the Attorney General was hitting back at the Democrats' attempts to paint him as a partisan. He delivered his remarks cold. Bite number 7 on the side in Chicago yesterday. Here's William Barr.
Some of the countries that John Durham thought might have some information or be helpful to his investigation wanted preliminarily to talk to me about the scope of the investigation. So I initially discussed these matters with those countries, then introduced them to John Durham and established a channel by which Mr. Durham can obtain assistance from those countries. But he is in charge of the investigation. I'm not doing the investigation.
William Barr also, looking at John Durham through the lens of, he has worked for multiple administrations. He's been there for 35 years. And until he decided to investigate the intelligence community under the direction of William Barr, he was considered to be unimpeachable by both Republicans and Democrats alike. Of course, that has changed because now he is looking into things that could paint Democrats in a bad light, could also paint some Republicans in a bad light. John Durham has a reputation of not being partisan at all, and why should he be? As a U.S. attorney for Connecticut, straight shooter, and he looks like a straight shooter. You ever seen the guy? He's got the big white beard and just looks like a guy who's going to take no guff from anybody. So William Barr also praising Durham as a no-nonsense law enforcement official whose approach is going to be completely above board. It's bite number 8. Here's William Barr.
Durham, who's the U.S. attorney for Connecticut, is in charge of the investigation, and I understand he's making great progress. As you know, he's a 35-year veteran of the department, great reputation for nonpartisanship. He was selected by two Democratic attorney generals to do sensitive investigations for them. He's a by-the-book kind of guy. He's thorough and fair, and I'm confident he's going to get to the bottom of things.
I'm confident he's going to get to the bottom of things as well. John Durham looks like a guy who... Let me put it this way. If John Durham knocks on your door, you're having a very bad day. If John Durham is on your door and he's got that straight face and he's not there for a holiday party, you're having a very bad day. That's just the bottom line of that deal. So John Durham, very serious investigator. The reason the Democrats are working so hard to paint him in such a bad light and working desperately to discredit him is because he is so well respected and his work is so thorough. Here's something else I might point out to you. There have been exactly zero leaks from John Durham's investigation. There's not been a single leak because serious investigations don't leak. Think about the Bob Mueller investigation. There were some leaks here and there, but for the most part, there weren't many leaks. Mueller covered it pretty well. There were some things that got out, and Mueller might be working on this, might be working on that. Most of the things that were considered to be leaks came out, were proven to be false. So when you look at that, you realize, okay, John Durham's running a serious investigation. He's a serious individual, and he's going to get to the bottom of these things. At least I believe he is. So there you go. All right, so a couple of other things for you. We have just learned that in the aftermath of the death of Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, it appears that the number two man at ISIS has also been killed in a separate raid over the last 48 hours by the U.S. military. Not only did they cut off the head of ISIS with al-Baghdadi, who's your daddy now? They also have apparently taken out the number two man, so that's important. Yeah, you know, and the crowd goes wild because here it is. As everybody is, think about this, consider this possibility. 2 weeks ago, Donald Trump, or three, said, I'm pulling out of Syria. And, of course, the Democrats go crazy, the Democrats who hate war right until it's Donald Trump, at which point they embrace and love war, apparently. They go crazy and they start saying, my God, you can't pull out of Syria. These terrible things are going to happen. The Turks are going to overrun that part and they're going to kill all the Kurds and all these terrible things are going to happen. It was a head fake. It was a head fake. They called Omaha at the line of scrimmage. They did a head fake. We're going to pull our troops out. By the way, while you're watching this hand here, we're going to kill Baghdadi with this hand over here, and the number two guy's going to get killed as well. And bam, bam. Oh, I guess you were looking the wrong way. It's called a misdirection play, and the president and this administration pulled it off perfectly. And again, what did you have? No leaks. Not one leak of this operation that had been ongoing for about 2.5 weeks from what we've been told now. It's 25 after on a Tuesday. Just let that settle in for a while. It was a head fake. It was an audible. They pulled Omaha at the line of scrimmage. Think about that. And they killed Baghdadi as a result. It's the Steve Rivers Show, back after this.